Welcome to The Grind is Ugly. I am your humble, gracious, loving host, Kyle Allen. And this is the Grind is Ugly podcast. This is the Grind is Ugly podcast. This is the Grind is Ugly podcast. And it's Monday morning here in California. Wherever you're listening, it's Monday morning in California. And I'm headed into work, and I wanted to just touch base with the people. The most important, the people. And on HBO Max and on HBO right now, there is a show called The Level Playing Field on HBO Max and HBO called The Level Playing Field. And yours truly is on episode 2 called Misclassified, where I share some of my story and I give an account of, you know, life as a student athlete and, more importantly, the life that you will live after. Whether you're Michael Jordan, Stephen Curry, Wardell, LeBron, there is a life after sport. There is an expiration date to your sport as far as competitively. And an amateurism level, a pro level, you know, there is an expiration date. Obviously, you could play recreational, but I'm talking more, you know, for those that have been on that grind of the NCAA and NAIA, don't want to leave them out, ABA, you know, even though that league, God bless it. But, you know, anyway, my point is, there is a real conversation being had right now of amateurism and what that means, why it was called that. And, you know, I got to touch some base on that, and I would like you guys just to tune in, share it, like it, comment about it. Again, it's called The Level Playing Field on HBO Max and HBO. I am on episode 2, but watch them all. We want to support all the directors, all the producers. But again, I am on episode 2, I have to say that. Please let me know how you feel about it. Okay. All right. I want to correct myself publicly. I have had about 4 to 5 episodes about haters, about the negative. And it's something I'm really working on privately and publicly. And it's to not focus on what is not happening, because there's a deeper reason on why you're focusing on that. I had to really start catching myself. Why am I? And maybe I'm not the only one, but I'm focusing on, well, how do I put this? Sometimes, and it is a real statement, that you operate based on how you would operate. Like, well, if I had $1 million, I would do this, this, and this. And you judge people that don't think that way. But maybe your way isn't correct. You know what I mean? Maybe. You know, well, no, I'm not going to be childish either. If I'm going to have a conversation, I'm going to have it, right? There, to me, we have gotten away from right and wrong. You know, now there's always a but. There's always a middle ground. And as much as we have been constantly told there's two sides to every story, there's also a right and a wrong. The world is nuanced, and at the same time, it's very principled. There's a lot of nuance, and there's a lot of standard. There's a lot of principles. There's a lot of right and wrong. And as much as we are leaning to the gray area, and not to be biblical, but there's a scripture where it says you were neither cold, neither you were neither hot nor cold, so I spew you out of my mouth. I can't tell whether you with me or against me, and for that reason, you gotta go. Now, if you want to say, well, Kyle, that's childish, well, then call Jesus childish. He's the one that said that. You are neither hot nor cold, so I spewed you out of my mouth. That was Jesus that said that. So, again, let me say that one more time. You are neither hot or cold, so I spew you out of my mouth. Listen, I'm not Jesus. I can't think like him. I can only use my own interpretation. And I interpret that as saying, hey, it's not you're either with me or against me. It's just for the walk and the journey of me. Some things have to be let go. Change, in the words of my father, is violent. Change is violent. Change is sudden. Change is happening all around us, all the time. And those that adapt, survive. Adaptability is the key to survival. And to adapt, you must accept change. Because if you adapt without accepting that you're changing, you grow resentment, in my opinion. A lot of people have been made to change. Oh, we're no longer using this. We're now using iPads. People get upset about that. Well, I'm used to writing it down on paper. Hey, either accept that change or you will grow resentment. Because you'll change because you'll have to. You have to change. COVID has required us to change. I don't like all of the changes. Without question, I don't. At all. Some of them I think are absolutely ignorant. But guess what? I either adapt or I ain't going to the movie theaters. It's that simple. Now, you can argue, well, that's not all right. Hey, it might not be. But every day of our lives, we are doing things that we don't want to do all the time. Now, in saying that, I've been a little hard on my entrepreneur talk. People that just constantly are talking about being entrepreneurs. I've been very hard on them because a lot of times when they're saying that, you know, it's like, well, I don't want to work. People think of entrepreneurship as they don't have to work. But in my opinion, from what I've seen and from my friends that are entrepreneurs, my family that are entrepreneurs, they work harder than 9 to 5, you know, in a lot of cases. And that's all subjective. But a lot of times when you're running your own business, man, you sweep the floors and make the money. You know what I mean? It's funny because when I got into coaching, you would have younger players, younger coaches that get in the game and will say things like, man, I don't want to sweep the floor. And quite frankly, that is an automatic, it's a weed be gone for me. When I hear you say you don't want to sweep the floors, then baby, you ain't ready for prime time. Because the leader not only leads, he sweeps the floors. He wipes the blood up. He consoles. If you ain't willing to sweep the floors, you're not willing to win. Jordan always says, I never demanded in others what I didn't demand in myself. And that's why I was uncheckable. And I'll be honest, in my own personal life, I've realized since I've changed my life around in many ways, man, many ways, and I have a lot of room to grow. I have a lot of room to grow, but I've changed my life in many ways. My word means a little bit more now. People have seen, they have seen my words be put into actions. I was, for far too long, a man of talking. All I did was talk. But people are like, well, and I'll say this, and this is a controversial statement, but I must be me. I must be me. I must be me. No one takes, and listen, how do I say this? The world is judging you when you are out of shape. I'll say it like that. Since I've lost some weight, I have noticed the world around me somehow seems to think I'm better. I noticed when I got my bachelor's that the people at work call me Mr. Allen now. It just, hey, listen, do I resent that sometimes? Yeah, because it makes me say, well, what were you thinking about me before? But at the same time, I do understand it. Steve Harvey says, you have to experience first class once in your life because you'll never be able to, like, you won't be able to just go back to coach. And this experience with HBO was first class for me. Everything that the producers and the directors, the way that they talked to me, the way that they treated me, it was a first class experience. And I can't unsee it. I can't unsee it. I can't, just like bad experiences, there's good experiences that shape you as a man and as a person. And a lot of times we just talk about the bad. that shaped us. There's good that shapes you. And I just... The reason why it's bigger than you, the reason why it's bigger than you is because even though sometimes the people that have hurt you the most, what happens where they're also the people that have grown you the most? They've been a part of your journey. You cannot act as though that wasn't part of your journey. Now, there is a time to let go. But in my opinion, you must always remember those that have helped you along your journey. You know? And maybe I'm not going to call it that. But I just want to be myself. I don't want the look anymore. I don't need multiple friends. I need connectors. Kanye West, man, I'm going to keep saying this. He said, if I can't call you at 2 a.m, you're not my friend. And I understand that. Man, I get it. If I can't get this, and being my friend is probably not always, you're probably like, hey, Kyle, man, I just want to eat my rice. Why are you talking to me about the education system? It's Tuesday. I'm just trying to relax. I don't want to hear that. My mom always tells me, hey, man, turn your brain off. And she's right. I could drive people crazy. My poor wife, the podcast is just a bunch of conversations that we have. And I know sometimes she's like, Kyle, please. I'm just trying to watch The Vampire Diaries. Just one of the most ignorant shows of all time. But that's a show she enjoys. But I'm sitting there like, man, hey, I know you want to watch that, but right now I got to talk to you about why the sky is blue. Anyway, for all my thinkers out there, I understand you. Life can be like my beautiful, dark, twisted fantasy. I understand, Kanye. Life is a beautiful, dark, twisted fantasy. It's beautiful, but it's dark, but it's twisted. And there's a fantasy. There's dream chasers, Dreamville. You know, I understand the mentality of these. TGIU is my Dreamville. TGIU is my dream chasers. That's what it is. You have to find something that anchors you. TGIU anchors.